The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Back to the issue of antigen testing, because the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, said on radio today that the government is no longer looking at subsidising antigen tests as the price of the kits has fallen in recent weeks. Róisín Shortall is co-leader of the Social Democrats. Róisín, is this a prudent use or, well, maybe non-use of taxpayers' money?
I must say it was very disappointing to hear what the Minister said this morning. And like, it wasn't even a normal announcement. It was a kind of throwaway line. The government had committed to introducing a subsidised scheme for antigen tests. And I think it's a bad mistake that they've made now to do a U-turn on that. It doesn't seem to make any sense either from a public health perspective or on financial grounds.
Is there not an argument, though? I mean, the argument that Stephen Donnelly made, is there not some logic in it? That they were talking about maybe between 2 and 3 euro. If they're being made available for between 2 and 3 euro in supermarkets, there's no need for the government to get involved.
Well, Kieran, you know, antigen testing is used all over the place. Every country in Europe, most countries provide them free of charge, because they're an important tool. And we're being told all the time about the importance of personal responsibility. Now, where people are doing the right thing and taking 2 antigen tests a week as a screening tool, we should be making those as available as possible to people. And the fact that, you know, the occasional supermarket is selling them at a discounted price is not adequate in my view. Like, you can't leave this to the vagaries of the market. And that seems to be what the government is proposing to do, rather than the government taking responsibility for...
I think it's more than the odd supermarket. Now, it started off that way, but by all accounts, where Lidl have gone, Aldi and Dunnes have followed, and it's hard to imagine a world where Super Value and Tesco don't follow suit.
Yeah, but what we need is a consistent supply, and we also need a guarantee in relation to quality. And, you know, all of the tests should be accredited by the EC. And that's an important thing. And I heard Sam McConkie talking recently about doing some tests on some of the antigen tests in a laboratory situation, and some of them not being particularly effective or reliable. So that's why there is a need for a standard to be set, but also to ensure that they're available and accessible and affordable to people right across the board. And, you know, it's all very well to say 3 or 4 euro isn't a whole lot of money. To you or I, it mightn't be a whole lot of money, but, you know, there's plenty of families that would struggle to come up with money like that. I mean, it's advised that they're carried out twice a week. So, like, call that 8 euro. In a family of four, that's 32 euro a week if they're doing the right thing. And, like, that's quite a bit of money for people who are on tight budgets, and especially in the present circumstances with a high cost of living. So, like, the aim should be to make them as accessible and as affordable as possible. And the government seems to have washed its hands of that now.
So if between 2 and 3 euro is still not making them as affordable as possible, is it your position the government should just entirely subsidise the cost, that they should be free?
Well, I'm not aware of them being available at 2 euro for a start. The cheapest I've seen is 3 euro. So, as I say, that's still kind of a reasonable outlay for a family in particular, and a low-income family. So the government, at a minimum, should provide them at a subsidised cost on the basis of it being a scheme, rather than, as I say, leaving it to the chance of the market. Mm. There should be a scheme there, and particularly in areas of deprivation and low income, so that people can access them readily and at an affordable price.
Because, I'm trying to work out what the affordable price is. So €2.90 I've seen, but if €2.90 is still not cheap enough, like, how cheap do you want them made?
Okay, so I'd say there's a strong argument for them being made free of charge, as happens in most other countries. I mean, in the UK, for example, they're available free of charge. In many European countries, they're available free of charge because they are an important tool, and governments in other countries want to ensure that they're fully accessible to people. But, you know, they promised their 2 weeks ago that they would introduce a scheme to make them subsidised, to have subsidised antigen testing. At least do that, and, you know, have them at a price of a euro each, for example, so that people could access them. But, you know, this chance thing in relation to retail outlets providing them is just not good enough, in my view. And that issue, of course, if it does become a very competitive market, there's the danger of, you know, quality losing out on that. And again, the government needs to take responsibility for the quality standard that applies to these tests.
How would you apply your suggested approach of having even cheaper antigen tests in areas of deprivation? Well, like, how would that work? Because outside the big urban centres, really actually outside Dublin, you don't have large swathes of the population in one area that you could describe as being in, you know, I suppose of a certain social class, if we put it that way. You know, everywhere else where I live, people are kind of live together. We all go to the same supermarket. I'm not sure how you're going to have antigen tests cheaper for one person in the queue rather than the next.
No, I'm not saying that that would happen, Kieran, in a supermarket situation. But, I mean, there could be other outlets from the point of view of community organisations, local drugs task forces, for example, that are very much located in areas of deprivation, in health centres, in primary care centres, in family resource centres, in those kind of settings where, you know, it's easy to access them for people who are on low incomes. And I think it's really important that we move ahead with this. There's been a huge delay in, first of all, recommending the use of antigen testing when they can be very, very useful if used properly. But like, the bottom line is that government has to take responsibility for ensuring a consistent supply, that they're quality tests, they're accessible, and that they're affordable. And I think it's a big mistake for the government to pursue this kind of hands-off approach that they're doing now.
One of the misgivings expressed by Neffet about making them free was that people would stockpile them. Do you understand that logic?
Well, for example, if you look at what's happening in Scotland or in England, you contact the NHS and they send you out a pack of seven. And like that's how it's done. And you can.
But
do
they were
that.
Also giving them out, though.
Well, they are giving them out.
If you're in the UK, exactly. Like if you go into the local retailer, like someone will say, "Here, do you want a few antigen tests while you're at it?"
Well, they're giving them out in certain places and certainly in pharmacies. But you can also request them and they will be sent out to you. So like there's different ways of handling this so that you don't have people stockpiling them. But, you know, the main thing is to ensure that and encourage people to use them and to use them for that screening purpose and to provide clear advice on the way to use them. And like at the moment, lots of people are doing the responsible thing and are using them and they're trying to find out on YouTube, like what's the best way to use them. Or they're looking at NHS videos that are being put out. But like government has to take responsibility for this and advise people on the right way to use them because they are an important and effective tool.
Do you still get a sense when you look at government policy on this and government communications that it's still a case, whatever they might say to the public, that behind the scenes there is division about the role and the importance of antigen testing? And that's why we see, I was going to say miscommunication, a lack of communication.
Yeah, and we're seeing now more and more medics and scientists coming out publicly and talking about the important role that antigen tests have to play. And, you know, for some reason, Neffet set its face against antigen testing. I would be concerned that there was a certain level of paternalism about that, you know, thinking that people wouldn't know how to use them properly. If you give people advice, and if you're encouraging people to take personal responsibility and provide kind of clear details on the right way to use them and when to use them, if people like are being very active, they're trying to do the best thing, and government should be supporting them in that. And of course, it's not only in relation to antigen testing, in relation to making PCR testing more widely available and so on, so that you don't have, you know, people waiting days on end to be able to access them. And also that you don't have these long queues out in the cold. Like, as I say, government talks about personal responsibility. Yes, and we do all have to take personal responsibility. But government has to take responsibility for the areas that it is responsible for. Mm. And, you know, that means that they do the right thing by the public as well.
Okay.
And unfortunately, so, you know, they've been found wanting in some of those areas, and certainly in relation to antigen testing. The U-turn now that they've announced today is a big mistake,
so,
in my view.
So the long and the short of it in terms of price, the government should be making them free, and if not free, at the very least, subsidising them so they're no more than a euro.
Yes, I think that would be reasonable.
Róisín Chortle, co-leader of the Social Democrats. Róisín, thanks a million for joining us here in the Hard Shoulder.
Thanks, Kieran.